Support for NPR Business News comes from NetApp, providing storage and data management solutions designed to help business go further, faster. Learn more at netapp.com.
NPR's Business News starts with another big economy in recession. That economy belongs to Japan, which still has the world's second largest. Japan's government made that announcement today that there is a formal recession. It follows Friday's announcement that Europe is also in recession, using the common definition of the economy shrinking for two consecutive quarters. NPR's Louisa Lim has more on the news from Tokyo.
Japan's economy had been enjoying its longest period of expansion since World War II. Today, that officially came to an end. After 7 years of growth, Japan has slipped back into recession. New figures out today show that the economy shrank by 0.1% in the third quarter of the year. That translates to a drop of 0.4% year on year. And that's without accounting for the pandemonium that swept through financial markets in October. Masamichi Adachi, senior economist for JP Morgan Securities, outlines his predictions for the future.
Definitely quite a miserable forecast is we are looking for.
The government's room for manoeuvre is limited. Prime Minister Taro Aso has already unveiled two economic stimulus packages since late September and cut interest rates for the first time in 7 years. Now, the government's hobbled by its high debt and the fact that interest rates are already very low. Exporters have been hit by the Japanese currency's 13-year high against the dollar, with companies like Toyota and Nissan slashing their profit forecasts. With more misery ahead, some economists now fear Japan could be entering its longest recession to date. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.